is an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, living with common sense is the road to perfection. If men would listen to their conscience, they would need no other lawgiver, says Thomas Paine. Jesus said, become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So those of you who cannot be perfect, who say that you can't be perfect, or you're told that you can't be perfect, do not know the meaning of the word perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. It should be clear that we're not the God to whom we must attain. The earthy phase of the perfect journey is the journey of completing our interior being to Him within us. That relationship becomes very evident, especially to others, by the way we react to injustice. Cool. We find ourselves dealing perfectly with imperfect people without effort, becoming better instead of bitter. God's perfect nature is in us, that is His identity instead of the identity of the world into which you came. And through being outspoken and doing the right thing with a motivation not based on animal pressure, stress, or selfishness, you take that identity to the next life, because that is why you're born, to prove yourself worthy of a forever existence. The moment you sincerely desire to know the purpose for your existence, the power to live that life is immediately present, but you may not be aware of the subtle shift in direction and the control over your affairs. It is noticeable in this respect. You find that you can effortlessly do what you never could before. Forgive, let things go, and not get upset when people are mean and rude or take advantage of you. You will notice also that past judgments no longer matter. Intimidation will roll off your back like water off a duck's back. Your spiritual immune system will begin working naturally and keeping the poisonous culture out, allowing the new bright future to come shining through. Therefore, the perfection you are seeking begins in your next patient, non-resentful response. Be constant in this journey. You will have the gift of seeing in a fraction of a second ahead of what is about to happen, and that will prevent any overreaction. If you do not wish to continue in emotional bondage to those who have penetrated your soul with their cruel and seductive pressures, then deal with the pain of imitation by not wallowing in resentment-supported judgments. And in this manner, moment by moment, you will become free, the messenger of common sense, faith. 800-866-8883. Does anybody want to make a comment on what I just said? No. Do you want to be able to accomplish this. Yes? Okay. You want to go keep on sinking in that swamp? Struggling and going faster? Well, not struggling. And just waiting to die and sink below the mud. Okay. Then, if you want to have a better life, follow that trail, which says, what's the meaning of life? I'd like to know. If that's the thought in your head, go to the 7-minute meditation. FHU.com/donate if you're going to donate. Thank you.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Ask any letter of the law teacher, what does it mean to become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect? And he will likely tell you that the Bible does not mean what it plainly says. Read it for yourself and never doubt your common sense again. If you could believe that which I said, and to be still and know what be still means, then you will know what the Father within you, the Father within you will know what you need before you ask. All you need to have in your head from the day you were born, if I can put it aptly, is, what is the meaning of life? It will pop up every now and then. What is the meaning of life? And that, my dear friends, has been put in your head before you were born. And it may come to you after you're born every now and then, especially in trials and tribulations. There's got to be some meaning somewhere. But everywhere you look, you know, you're the angels with flaming swords of academe is everywhere, preventing you. Even the church is dangerous to you. Even the church, verses and chapters, verses and chapters. Ask any letter of the law teacher, what does it mean to become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect? And he will tell you, the Bible does not mean what it plainly says. Read it for yourself and never doubt your common sense again. But you have to meditate in order to, and I will show you how that's done if you go to my website, FHU.com. And 7 minutes is no charge, 7-minute meditation. And if you have that idea, ideal in your head a long time, and now you're beginning to feel the terror of not finding it, and you stumble across my radio program, please go to my website, FHU.com. Thank you very much. Is this, as I'm looking at the screen, David, is this the gentleman, or is this the person who you say is a problem? Well, let's give him a try. Pete, are you there, old boy? My producer, which is my son here, in this case, he's acting as a producer, has allowed you on, but he senses you're a drunk. Is that correct?
No, I'm not a drunk. I'm not, I don't drink that often.
Oh, you've called before. I recognize you called before.
Yeah, you recognize my voice. I'm sorry I've been rude to you and unpleasant, but in the past, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's just my parents. They're making me weary. They're elderly, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 55.
And what about your parents being elderly? Are you addicted to the approval of your mother and father? Can you make a living?
Yes, I can make a living in real estate.
But what troubles you about your mom and dad?
I live with them, and
but you, in other words, you haven't got a life of your own, have you?
I don't think I do. No.
But why do you think that? Which one do you hate the most? Your mother or your father?
I don't know. Pick and choose. Well, I think I hate my mom the most.
Why is that?
I don't know why, though. I don't know why.
Well, is it only because is she willful?
Willful, yes, very willful.
And your father is a weakling?
Yes, he is.
So you hate your father for not saving you from your mother?
Yes, he was a truck driver, and he stayed away for long periods of time, and my mother took care of me.
And so, but you felt obligated to your mother. You feel obligated, compelled to be around her, to be near to her, to feel security,
yes,
like a little baby still?
I guess so. It's like she can't walk, and she has a disability.
But do you resent her not walking? Do you resent her disability? And are you angry, begrudging in your giving?
I don't think I am. I think I try to help out as much as I can in the house. I help everybody out as much as I can.
But are you really doing that with free will? Or you are compelled to do it because you don't eat if you don't?
I think that's the reason, yeah. Compelled to do it because I don't eat if I don't, yeah.
That's right. There's not much I can tell you, my friend. The only thing I can explain to you, since you were pleasant with me today, as not in your past, there seems to be some humanness left in you. So may I suggest you get that weary voice, give that away.
Weary voice?
Yes, my son, I understand. No, I understand that he's got all kinds of medication in himself. So, there's not a whole lot I can do for you, my friend. Except
okay,
you.
What, so.
I'm not gonna. If I thought you would respond, I would do the meditation exercise right on the program like I've done before with other people. But I think you're too far gone for that for now. But if
okay.
you. Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have enough money to have a computer. We go to antidoteforall.com. Antidote with an I.
Antidoteforall.com.
That one word, yes. And sit down and meditate and call me back next week.
Okay, Roy, I will do that. Thank you, sir.
That sounds very good. Thank you. I'm pleased with that call. I need no more than that. All right. So let me continue my thoughts here. So the kingdom of heaven, I said, cannot come through cowards. In the past, whenever you thought to confront another, it became the occasion to doubt yourself. Oh, he won't listen, you thought. Therefore, as has been your habit, you avoided conflict or bowed to authoritarian wills. If you were to be whole, shrink not from confrontation. The kingdom of heaven cannot come through cowards. Stand your ground. But eliminate, allow God to take away your emotional stance. Do not think of emotion as valuable anymore. Every emotion, whether a pleasant emotion or an unpleasant one, will kill you. Slowly but surely, make you adapted to one or both of each other. The goal you must seek isn't to put a wall around you so you don't react. That is sickness. That's when the body takes over your mind completely and you become dull and not able to function because you're afraid of those emotions will kill you. That's not a life. What you need is to exchange your relationship from the outer pressure to an inner pressure. There's a pressure that comes from within you, but that takes the shape of anxiety as you sink in the swamp of desires and compulsions. The more you sink in the swamp of desire and sink, the more anxiety you will feel as you are separated from him who could save you from the swamp, sinking into the swamp. So the only thing, this is a Jewish word for hope, means the Jewish word that brings you to attention of the word hope is a spiritual rope. And there's a spiritual rope, in a manner of speaking, that if you could find the magic, is it magical way of being still and beginning to know and see what you didn't see before, to see what was all covered up, to see what that people around you can't help being what they are to you. They're compelled to seduce you. They're compelled to hate you and demoralize you. And they do not see the wrong of it. And if they do see the wrong of it, they still can't stop. If you get impatient with your children and you see the wrong of it, I get you, bet your bippies that you can't stop. Even though I tell you, please don't be irritable with your children or your husband or your wife, sir. You can see that it does you no good. It only makes things worse. It makes them give in to you and makes you a bigger bully. Or it makes them react and be angrier than you are and bullies you. It's the only way there is in your condition. Because you're subject to the external world of pressure, which I call the hypnotic state that cannot be cured except you find salvation through being still and knowing what you need to know and having a sense of what you need to do that has nothing to do with feeling. Nothing to do with feeling. Feeling good, feeling bad blocks the highway to heaven. If you could be still just for a moment, and just for a moment follow a simple instruction which will help you to disconnect from your animal nature, disconnect the conscious mind that's becoming unconscious, entangled in your monkey brain, to spout a thought here, because it's a little bit annoying to think of your brain as a monkey brain, but it dies. You know, it rots when you die. And you don't want to be entangled, the soul entangled with that when you go to the earth. You see? There is a way of living and dying to the world. You live in it, but not of it. My name is Roy Masters. Be right back. Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you very much. We are a 501c3, and all your donations are tax deductible.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
In the past, my dear friends, as far as emotions are concerned, whenever you had a thought to confront somebody, it became the occasion to doubt yourself, and you might say to yourself, he won't listen to your thought. Therefore, as has been your habit, you avoided conflict or bowed to authoritarian wills. If you will be whole, shrink not from confrontation. The kingdom of heaven cannot come through cowards. Academics sitting unholy in the throne of knowledge as the unholy often look upon you with secret or open contempt, which is very intimidating, such as going to school and having to be subject to such academic. But I tell you truly, a flash of insight, perhaps seeing this point, will raise you far above them. Many children suffer from seeing too much, if you see what I mean. They have the original ability to see and perceive. They have two functions, one with the eyeballs and one with intuition, which shines through the eyes and radiates through bodies as innocence. And that's very disturbing to people who hate innocence. See, very disturbing if you could hold on to that throughout your life. The chances are you didn't. But the chances are you can come back. You've just lost it. You have lost contact with that which had created you from that seed. I even created the seed from which you sprung. It's called culture, and culture is always imperfect because you have rules, and you're subject to those rules. But you could come into the world innocent in America today, and because the culture in America is so sodden, the word is sodden, S-O-D-D-E-N, sodden. I think that's the word. So disgusting in America today. You will find that as a innocent person, innocent, in a sense, you wish no harm, and you've come smiling through to a certain way. When you come amongst people in the world, you'll find nice people, decent people, but more and more you will see cruelty, people looking down on your innocence, laughing at your naivete, see. And You've got to be careful not to hate the hurter. Inherently, they will give you the impression they know more than you'll ever know, and that you're stupid. But I tell you truly, a flash of insight, perhaps just seeing this point from which I speak, will raise you far above them. And you won't feel it, but they will. If you could stay calm, see, you preserve your relationship with your Creator. And if you love your Creator, if you love the idea of a Creator, Father God, wouldn't it be wonderful to have Dad, a Dad that created you? Not the one that, you know, sired you. No, the one that created everything. Everything, gravity to living things. And you, with Him within you. Can you hear His voiceless voice, His wordless words? The wordless words is enlightening. And it gives you, in every single moment, every fraction of a moment, the ability to see ahead or the meaning of the moment, and will give you the words and the energy to perform as, not as a robot of the world, but as the Son of the light of heaven. See? And so I said, I tell you truly that you will be raised far above the wicked, and the good will love you, because you will verify, as I do with you this evening, that you have that innocence. And the Spirit said, become again as a little child. Unless you become again as a little child, you can no ways enter the kingdom of heaven. So I say to you that within you, you have that blush, that insight. And all I need to do is to validate it by being one of Him, talking to you. Also one of Him, because you feel in this moment a flash of recognition. It takes one to know one. I know it takes a bad one to know a bad one. Thieves and robbers kind of thing. But we're not thieves and robbers. All I'm doing is awakening you to what you already have, but lost it in the swamp of emotionalities. Okay. The emotionalities of anger and excessive pleasures. See. And then you're free. You're free when you have neither of those. And therefore, down the passageway of from within to without is clear. And allowing the electricity or what it is, the magic of faith, to overcome and wash out hostilities and wash them out into full view, as if to say, oh, I see that. I never saw that before, and I'm happy to see it. A little twinge of anxiety, a little twinge of, you know, what do I do with this? But clearly you see that you're wrong, and that you're happy that you see it, because you did not see it before. You were hidden in the darkness of emotionality, hating and loving. Be right back. Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Now that the holidays are here, I'm sure you're feeling stress. Everyone does. The question is, are you going to let stress take over, ruin your relationships with your family members, ruin the enjoyment of spending time with your loved ones. Don't let it happen.
I know that a lot of people are listening because I was, and I was really hurting. And I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just like have peace at night.
Go to www.antidoteforall.com. That's antidoteforall.com. And listen for 7 minutes. It'll change your life.
People need to hear the truth.
www.antidoteforall.com. Don't let stress be the Grinch that steals your Christmas. Go to www.antidoteforall.com. Help us help others and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help those in the military who are suffering with post-traumatic stress have a better life than they ever dreamed they could. Stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous, married. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com. And download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Christmas used to mean more than mere commercial exploitation. It used to be a time for family, for unity, in the remembrance of Jesus Christ. This Christmas, consider helping Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding put Christ back into Christmas by making a donation of $19.95 per month, or whatever you can afford, and help Roy's all-listener-supported program pay forward the help he and his Foundation of Human Understanding have done for you over the years. My dad is a pioneer in helping our returning troops overcome the ravages of PTSD without drugs. He has given away over 300,000 copies of his life-saving techniques to our troops. Go to FHU.com and then to the donate page. If you think about how much your life has been changed by what Roy Masters has helped you understand over these many years, if you think about how many people's lives have been changed because of you over these many years, and think about the future as you continue to help keep this program on the airwaves, FHU.com and then to the donate page. Thank you. The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3 church.
Hello again, and let me finish my thinking here. And I'm only 1 minute, huh? Well, let me just give me the address for this 1 minute, okay? 800-866-8883. That's the number you call me on the radio. Or if you want to call tonight to 11 o'clock p.m. West Coast time, there's a person there who's worked for me for 15 years or so and retired, but happy to talk to you about anything you want. 800-877-3227 if you want to call her and talk with her. She's waiting for you. If there's only one line, so if the line is busy, just wait and call her back. She'll be there till 11 o'clock p.m. tonight. It's very delightful. Thank you very much for supporting my program.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
One of the biggest dangers you face are academics sitting unholy upon the throne of knowledge, often looking upon you with secret or even open contempt. Very intimidating. Authorities. Inherently, they give you the impression that they are more because they know more than you. But I tell you truly, a flash of insight, perhaps just seeing this point will raise you far above them. Many children suffer from seeing too much, if you know what I mean. They actually see what adults cannot see, and they and they see the injustice and the foolishness of their own parents, and they get frustrated, and therefore they get infected and carry that infection into marriage with them too, exponentially. That's how country falls apart. It's ill-prepared to handle the world of phoniness and authoritarian justice. You see, as perceived injustice, resentment overcomes them. Millions of people are homeless, drug addicted, broken, and mentally ill. Many people who react to the injustice around them end up in prison, actually treated for a crime of sanity by experts in the criminal behavior and mental illness. It's like the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. This surely is an upside-down world. I've lived in America ever since I began to bring what I know to the radio. And before that, when I had the Institute of Hypnosis, when I was discovering that hypnosis is the bone of contention in the whole of this world. And that you cannot overcome that by struggle. You cannot overcome it with drugs. You cannot overcome it at all. You must find the overcomer within you. The kingdom of heaven within you must replace the kingdom of hell from outside. Okay. Millions are homeless and drug addicted. Mark, David, I have to leave. I think your mother's in trouble, so I got to go over. You take over the program, please, for me. She's not answering that phone. And if she can't sleep that deeply. Okay, go ahead, Nicole.
All right, and this is Advice Line, and hopefully my dad will come back in a few minutes, but if not, we will talk about the fact that, and this is something my dad's been trying to tell people for 55 years and even longer, it's not the problem that's the problem, it's how you deal with it. And the fact is, and even the scripture says this, without temptation you have no claim to virtue. So people that would say, well, it's because someone tempted me and pulled me into their world. Well, then the question is, well, why did you go that way? Because that's really what it takes to wake up and become a new person, to realize that you've gone down the path. If you don't realize you've gone down the wrong path, you'll never change your course. And so many people live their whole life in that way. They really believe that they're going down the right path. They have their friends that reassure them. They have their community, whatever it may be, that tells them they're okay the way they are. Tells you. But something inside you disagrees. Now, I know that, you know, when I was young, I had a calling. I think a lot of people do. And, you know, the scripture says many are called, but few are chosen. But my calling was particularly striking in the sense that by the time I was 18, I had a series of nearly fatal accidents that made me finally say, at 18 years old, God, I don't want to live this way anymore. I don't want to live this way. I'd rather be dead. That's what my deeper self said. And from that point on, I started to become a different person. I started to transform into a new person. Not a person who was outcome-based or driven by reward or punishment, but simply wanting to do the right thing for the right reason. That's, you know, it's honestly, it's easy, but it's very hard, because part of it is easy is you really don't have to think twice when you get to that place where you're not weighing and measuring how it's going to affect you. And I was watching the news the other night, and just to give you an example of this, the San Bernardino shooting, terrible, horrible, wicked thing that happened last week. There was a woman who survived because a man next to her, wrapped himself around her, and took the bullets. And he never even thought, not one second about it. He protected this young woman and saved her life, but he lost his own life. See, then the question, well, is how could you do that? Could you, even for the ones that you love, this man had no relationship with the woman. He just wrapped himself around her and cradled her on the ground, and he took bullets and they killed him. And I know people think, oh, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God a lot of things. But I will tell you that there's a woman who was a victim of childhood abuse. Her name is Crystal McVeigh. I've interviewed her on some of these other programs I work on. And she had a near-death experience. And when she came into contact in the other realm with the Creator, you know, her first thought was, I want to ask God, why did you let these things happen to me? But what came to her mind when she was in the presence of the Creator is, why didn't I do more for you? See how profound that is? And so when I heard that, I thought, that's true. That's a true, pure revelation. Why don't we do more for God? Because we can. We can do more for God if we choose to. And that's the choice you have to make in this life. If you look at it, you can weigh and measure. Sure, everybody does. And, you know, on one side you have the selfish equation of how much time do I have to do the things I really want to do. That's one side of the equation. The other side is how much time should I spend doing the things I must and need to do. Those are the two questions. They're basically all the other questions are irrelevant because it doesn't matter what other people do or what they think or what they have or what they don't have. It matters. Well, let me put it this way. The meaning of life, whatever that is too big. So what we do is we bring it down to a more understandable level. And that is, what is the meaning of my life? What will my life have meant once I'm no longer here? What did I do for myself as opposed to what did I do for God? What did I do? What could I have done? What could you do now that you're not doing? That some little voice in the back of your head is sort of nagging at you to do. I mean, as we come toward the Christmas holiday, this is where people get very depressed. It's the worst time of year for, you know, people who are borderline. And it's because there's a lot of pain and suffering and angst from the past that we sort of carry around in this big suitcase. I call it a suitcase full of bricks. And every time you remember one of those things and you don't forgive or let go, you just put another brick in your suitcase and it gets heavier and heavier until it drags you down. You can't carry it anymore. But on the other side of that equation, if you go to the website and you download the Be Still and Know exercise, or you listen to the Antidote for All, antidoteforall.com, what it starts to do is it starts to relieve you of the pressure from the wrong side of you. Because there's a pressure from the wrong side, just like there's kind of a pressure in the form of guilt or conscience from the good side of you. But see, some people don't want to listen to that pressure or that sense of guilt or whatever you want to call it from the good side of us, from the Jiminy Cricket side of us that tells us shouldn't be going down that way. Nope, no siree. Shouldn't go to Pleasure Island. Never. See what I'm getting at? The selfish person wants to go where they want to go. They want to do what they want to do. They want to believe whatever they want to believe and make believe that it's okay. But as you can see, this is a world filled with cause and effect and consequences as a result of those causes and then the effects. Consequences. Rewards, yes. Consequences, yes. But you know, what my dad always tries to point out is there's two reasons for everything. Right reason and the wrong reason.
And only you will know whether or not you're doing the right things for the right reasons, or you're doing the wrong things for the right reasons, or you're just doing the wrong things, period. For you to know. But as we move toward Christmas, think about the children. Think about how your life, what you do and what you fail to do, has an effect on the little ones or on the extended family. You know, grown-ups watch other grown-ups, you know. Just like people watch TV, isn't it interesting to think that people watch people doing things on TV? Well, that's because that's what we are. We're observers of human experience. And, of course, you can't replace what your experience is with, you know, if you... I used to love to watch these adventure shows with, you know, the diving shows where they would go down. And the adventure guys that would go out into the outback and into the jungles. I always loved those kind of shows. But it didn't translate into me having those experiences. I became an adventurer as I got older, and I did my own adventuring. And once you have the experience, it's very different, as you find out, than... well, what I say is it's nothing is what it seems to be. Nothing is what it appears to be. It's always different when you have the real life experience of it. So the antidote for all, which is the 7-minute concentration exercise, just it helps you begin to have a safe zone, like a little safe zone in your own deeper self, to where the pressure to do the wrong thing begins to lose its gravity over you. And you know I'm talking about gravity. Yes, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about gravity. And there is gravity. But there's a gravity toward God, toward the light, and there's also a gravity toward the dark side. So I'm actually running the board and doing the show, and I'm going to actually get myself out into a break. 1-800-877-3227. That's until 11 o'clock tonight if you want to call, make a donation, or just talk to somebody. I'm David Masters, sitting in for my dad. I'll be right back.
Now that the holidays are here, I'm sure you're feeling stressed. Now that the holidays are here, I'm sure you're feeling stress. Everyone does. The question is, are you going to let stress take over, ruin your relationships with your family members, ruin the enjoyment of spending time with your loved ones? Don't let it happen.
I know that a lot of people are listening because I was, and I was really hurting. And I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just like have peace at night.
Go to www.antidoteforall.com. That's antidoteforall.com. And listen for 7 minutes. It'll change your life.
People need to hear the truth.
www.antidoteforall.com. Don't let stress be the Grinch that steals your Christmas. Go to www.antidoteforall.com. Help us help others and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help those in the military who are suffering with post-traumatic stress have a better life than they ever dreamed they could.
Stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous, married. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com. And download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.
Christmas used to mean more than mere commercial exploitation. It used to be a time for family, for unity.
in the remembrance of Jesus Christ. This Christmas, consider helping Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding put Christ back into Christmas by making a donation of $19.95 per month, or whatever you can afford, and help Roy's all listener-supported program pay forward the help he and his Foundation of Human Understanding have done for you over the years. My dad is a pioneer in helping our returning troops overcome the ravages of PTSD without drugs. He has given away over 300,000 copies of his life-saving techniques to our troops. Go to FHU.com and then to the donate page. If you think about how much your life has been changed by what Roy Masters has helped you understand over these many years, if you think about how many people's lives have been changed because of you over these many years, and think about the future as you continue to help keep this program on the airwaves, FHU.com and then to the donate page. Thank you. The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, well, hello. This is Advice Line. Roy Masters has just stepped away. David Masters sitting in, as I have done for many, many years. And fortunate for me that I'm here. I love doing this. I love talking. And I enjoy communicating with the audience. I was talking today to a friend of mine who is struggling with how to find the right path. I think that's something everyone struggles with at some level. And I said, I love the Matrix movie, the first one, the second one, and the third one have good parts in them. But in one of the Matrix movies, it may have been the third one, there was a character called the Keymaster. And this Keymaster had been imprisoned, but the Keymaster had all different kinds of keys, hundreds and hundreds of keys. But the heroes of the Matrix had to find the Keymaster because the Keymaster had a special key that would allow them to go into the control room. And I said, you know, there are thousands of keys that open thousands of different doors, but there's only one key that opens the right door. And there's only one right door. And I know people would say, oh, come on, you're so narrow-minded. And I would say to them, no, not really. I'm not narrow-minded, but I am on a narrow path. And, you know, you think about what the scripture says about the narrow path. See, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go that way, but narrow is the path that leads to life, and few are those who find it. I'm paraphrasing. But the thought of this is that the narrow path requires your attention. See, the big path is a superhighway where everybody's walking down the middle of this superhighway and they don't know where they're going or they don't really care. And they're just going with the crowd. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. But the narrow path requires your attention. So there's one key that opens the right door. That key is faith. How do you find faith? Well, a couple of weeks ago, there was a lady that called, a very lovely lady from London, England, named Heather, and she was coming to some terms with her own life. But I've stood in front of the maw, the black hole, when I've come to a place where I had to give up one side of myself in order to sort of transform into the other person, to a better person. And I've stood and I've looked into that black hole and not been afraid. And that is what you have to do as a person who is moving toward the light. You have to get to a point where you're not afraid to let go of the person you have been so that you can become a new person. There's no way you can be both. Man cannot have two masters. No one, no human being can have two masters. And if you understand that idea, you have to serve one master, which means the other master, whatever that the world of materialism, the world of attaboys, pats on the back, everybody loves you the way you are. That's a hard world to walk away from. But it's the world that keeps you in the matrix. It doesn't let you become free from the matrix of, I guess I'll call it sin, the sin matrix, the failure matrix. You can believe anything you want about yourself in the failure matrix, and it might as well be true, even though it's not. In the matrix, it's like the holodeck on the Starship Enterprise, Star Trek. It's a virtual reality, the sin matrix. It's nothing like what you think it is. And as long as that matrix can keep you from coming out of that delusion, it wants to hold on to you, because after that, it owns something very precious that is only meant for the one who created you to be master of, and that is God, the Creator. And if the material matrix can hold you long enough, it will own you. This is what my dad's trying to tell you. Every single day for 55, 60 years, I don't even remember how long. So when you hear this program, yes, you think he's kind of extreme maybe in some ways, but what is extreme anymore? I mean, people, you know, we live in neighborhoods full of terrorists, and we're just supposed to get this. I've heard today this is the new normal. We have to get used to it. No, no thanks. If I knew I was living in a neighborhood with the terrorists, I'd move. But the problem comes in, well, what if there's a terrorist in every neighborhood? Oh, boy. So, you may be dealing with your own terrorist. It could be in your relationship. And most people do have a person that terrorizes them, whether it's a mother, father, child, wife, husband. You got to learn how to deal with the terrorist in your own environment before you can effectively deal with them out in that real world. And, of course, the way that you do that is through learning how to get quiet. And, even the scripture says it this way, be still and know that I am God. This is God talking to us. He didn't say work harder and know. He didn't say appease me. Do everything you can to make me notice you. He said, be still. And that is sometimes one of the most difficult things. You know, I know there are men that can go out and fight wars. They can scuba dive in the pitch black. They can take balloons up into the stratosphere and jump off. But they can't get still. They can't get their minds to be still. Is it really that hard to do? It all depends upon how far you've gone down the wrong road. And truly, it doesn't matter how far you've gone, because you need to turn back at some point and come back in the right direction. And that is what the meditation is all about at fhu.com/donate or Antidote for All. And if you want to call, 1-800-877-3227 until 11 p.m. Pacific time. That would be 2 p.m. Eastern. There'll be somebody to answer the phone there and talk to you. And all right, that's a great service. It really is a very nice thing. Anyway, I'm David Masters. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, so we are about the end of the program. This is the last minute that we have to give you the pitch, which is P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. That's where you can send your snail mail, as they call it these days. Or you can visit FHU.com, and there's just so many things up there that are available for sale. Books, audio materials, really amazing. An amazing collection. If you go onto the pay side for $10 a month, there's archives going back 50 years. FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Well, good night. God bless everyone. Take care. We'll be here on the flip side.